The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Life update. We always share any kind of updates that we have going on in our lives with you. And it's actually something she was keeping from her best friend for a very, very long time. Actually, she's like one of your closest friends, like consider a sister.
Yeah.
And she was one of the last people to find out the big news.
Yeah. So I am moving and I'm so excited. I've never not lived with like my family or friends, but I've wanted to live on my own for a while, and there was an apartment open a couple doors down from my best friend in her apartment building on her floor. And so I've been secretly, like, I secretly went and saw the apartment twice. I brought my whole family with me the second time. I had to turn my location off. I was tracking her, making sure she wasn't coming home from work early, all this stuff, because I was like, if it fell through, she's going to be devastated that I told her. And so I signed the lease a couple days ago, and I had my friend bake cookies that said, "Hey, neighbor." And so I like, I texted her when she was at work yesterday. I was at her apartment, and I was like, "Get home quick today. I have something to tell you." And she was, of course, freaking out. And her and her boss were like trying to figure out what it was. And her boss was like, "Do you think she has a boyfriend?" And Elizabeth was like, "No, are you kidding?"
Absolutely not.
She was like, "That's not what's going on here." And so this was her reaction.
"I got an apartment at the mall."
"No, you didn't! Are you kidding?"
"No."
"Oh my God.
I moved in 2 weeks.
"What?"
"I'm so happy."
How many doors down are you from each other?
It's like quite a ways down the hall, okay. But like we still same elevator, like same everything.
Oh, you guys are basically like living in a dorm room.
Yeah. She told me, I know. We lived together junior year of college. She's like, "This is going to be just like college." I'm like, "I know."
I hope it's not, but hope it is at the same time.
I know. Right. She told me, she goes, "I hope you know you'll never be alone." I was like, "Well, that's a scary statement."
That is so awesome. Like, I know how long you've been wanting this. This has been... Right. Jeez, I feel like almost a year in the works of you finding your own place.
It's also been funny because my best friend Elizabeth, she's an interior designer. I know nothing about decorating. And I've been trying to go buy decorations for my apartment, all this stuff. And it's been so hard to not text her about that. So immediately after she found out, she like whips out her iPad and she's like drawing out my room. No. She's like, "So this is what you need." I'm like, "Thank God I have you."
Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah, because if you've been following along with the journey, AB had actually gone a little quiet about it. She was actually looking to buy a house. Remember?
Yeah,
she
I was house using hunting for a long time.
She was using her friend who had a crush on her as a realtor. She had gotten advice on that, if she should do that or not. And you decided to not because I felt like you weren't very committed to where you actually wanted to be.
It
you
was
kind of were all over the
decision,
place, it seemed like. Yeah.
And, like, I'm only renting this apartment for 8 months. And so, like, my lease is going to end up pretty much lining up with Elizabeth's, which is really nice. So it's not a major commitment. Like, a house would have been years and years.
Yeah.
And I don't think I was ready to, like, be like, "Okay, I'm here for 5 years.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, so end up surprising your best friend and then got a place in the same building.
Yes.
That's awesome.
But tell everyone how Kevin almost was the person who told her.
What?
So...
Kevin actually was the person that told her.
What?
Yes.
Shut up. No way.
How? Okay.
So on Elizabeth's birthday, Kevin texted her being like, "Happy birthday," whatever. Or no, Elizabeth texted Kevin on his birthday or something. And Kevin responded, "This was 2 weeks ago." "Just make sure."
I think Kevin almost swore. We don't
"Just make sure that AB still makes it work /if/when she moves into your building, especially if she is on the same floor as you."
That's what Kevin texted.
Elizabeth did not even think twice about it. She was like, "I just kind of read it and was like, yeah, whatever. That doesn't really make sense. I guess that's Kevin." And then after I told Elizabeth, she goes, "Wait, dude, this is all making sense. Look at this text Kevin sent me."
Oh.
And not. Yeah. Oh my God.
Kevin's right. Never going to forgive himself.
That's right.
For
when
that.
You think of secrecy, you think of this guy right here. Right here.
I thought it was going to be my mom, not Kevin.
Oh, Kevin texted her. And
Kevin.
Said, yeah, can't wait till AB moves in to that building with you.
So happy for you guys.
You even spoiled the same floor thing, too.
I know.
And she had no idea.
I know.
God. Too funny.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. You went back to college today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.